Thank you so much for listening to Why Is Harriet Crying? You can join us over on the Patreon at patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying. If you join up there, the lowest tier is only £3, and that means the podcast becomes weekly. So you'll have an episode every single week with an additional bonus episode. So it's actually 5 episodes a month. So come and join us there. It's lots of fun. It means you can support the podcast. So it will keep going. And but we completely understand if you can't afford that, then please give us 5 stars on iTunes. Share it, recommend it, spread the love. Thank you so much, and a happy new year. Have you not had lunch yet?
I don't know. Yeah, I had 3 eggs.
3 eggs with what?
3 eggs, toast, avocado, bit of salt.
Oh my goodness. I was just thinking how I miss brunch, but brunch you is can happening make at yours.
I actually, you know, I was asked yesterday, what do you think you'll do when we go back to normal? What are you looking forward to? And
brunch.
I said, I remember what you said when you said, you just cannot wait to have a bottomless brunch. Just chugging down.
You said you can't wait to have a bottomless brunch.
No, I said, my friend said she can't wait to have a bottomless brunch.
Well, you didn't even name me. You're so ashamed.
They do know you, who are the people I was talking to. So.
But you didn't, why didn't you say my name?
I didn't want to name you. I just wanted to say, well, because it distracts from the point, which is the point is that people are looking forward to just spending time with other people. It's not that you're not looking forward to actually the feeling of drinking. You're looking forward to drinking with your friends, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got the feeling of drinking every night. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? It's New Year's. I'm Harriet Kemsley. I'm joined by new scarf wearer Sunil Patel.
Got a new scarf.
Just trying it out.
It's really hot, actually. I might take it off.
Yes, it's quite pashmina-esque.
It's just a scarf. It's just the way I'm wearing it.
It's the pashmina, actually.
It's the way I've thrown it on myself, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if you know how to wear a scarf.
I genuinely don't. And I don't, you know, that knot that people do.
Yeah.
Around the front. I don't like that knot.
No. The way you were wearing it was odd, I would say.
I just threw it over myself like that. What's wrong with that?
You're becoming more and more like an old lady.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. Yeah, what does that mean? What old
scarves.
Lady? Oh, yeah. I'm drinking tea out of bone china mugs.
Tea out of bone china mugs.
And you're turning more and more into
a young lady.
You can't get, if you started, how could you act younger than you are now?
No, I'm actually, Bobby told me I was a child and I behave like a child and it's had real consequences.
I mean, he's right.
Right. No, well, not any. I act like an adult now. It's a new thing.
No, you
just
act like
despite a spite, Bobby.
I suppose we all act like children occasionally, don't we? But what does that even mean?
Well, I kept saying I was overwhelmed by things.
Right.
And I kept running every decision past Bobby. So we had to listen to every anxiety about everything that could go wrong.
Is that what children do?
I don't know. I guess it's like not making decisions for yourself.
Oh, I think,
he thought he was being helpful and called me a child. And then I told him to go fuck himself. And
child wouldn't say that.
Exactly. I already became an adult.
Very adult of you to tell him to go fuck himself. Well done.
Yeah, I'm an adult now, so.
I think I'm very much an adult. I don't think anyone would mistake me for being
elderly, I would say.
But I mean, in terms of mindset, you know, I don't have a childish mindset. Oh, there he is.
What? I just heard the word overwhelmed and I knew you were talking about me.
She was saying that you called her childish.
I said you call me childish.
Yes.
He said yes.
Yeah, I mean you are.
How are we going to do this? Because Bobby can't hear you because I'm wearing headphones.
Oh, I thought you were recording.
Yeah, he'd need separate headphones if he wanted to.
Yeah.
To join us.
Yeah, you can't be on this because you don't have headphones.
You can just pass on messages from me.
I can pass on messages.
I'm going to leave the room.
He's going to leave the room. Fair enough.
Every time we've done a Zoom recording of this, you've been in a different location. Love you too, Bobby.
Yes, well, I'm in a very special location today.
Yes.
It was previously our living room.
What is it now?
The bedroom to somebody else. Who I would like to introduce onto the podcast, who is our guest this week.
Oh.
Da, 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 da. It's President Butter. No. It's Sunil Patel the dog.
There he is. Look at him.
You can see him if you're watching on the Patreon video.
Look at me, Sunil Patel the dog. Hello.
There he is.
He's not even looking at me, really. I'm trying to wave to him.
He's waving back.
No, he's not waving back. That's you moving his paw. I can see that.
No.
You're going to transfer so many of your emotions onto that dog.
I know. I already have.
Can you tell me some of his characteristics?
He's very stoic.
Good.
I don't actually know what that means, but I imagine that's a word that people would use about you.
Well, he's not exactly like me, but he is quite still sometimes. And not right now, because you're manhandling him. I don't like being manhandled either.
Yep, he doesn't like being manhandled.
He's a bit confused as to why you're doing certain things.
Yeah.
As I am generally.
He's kind.
I've never met an unkind dog.
they exist, the ones that bite children's faces.
Oh.
Unkind.
No, I thought they felt threatened. That's why they bit the child's face.
Yeah, but still unkind. I feel threatened and I don't bite people's faces.
If Sunil Patel the dog bit you, that would be the size of a small pea, that bite mark. How big is his mouth?
I'm not very good with sizes.
Maybe. Does it fit a finger or two?
Oh, yeah. No, he gets a little bit nippy sometimes because I think he's teething.
Yeah.
So he gets a little bit nippy. But don't all Sunil Patels.
No. I don't lash out. I don't lash out.
I'm exploring stoic. The world with his mouth.
As all Sunil Patels do.
As all Sunil Patels do. But it's what's been very fun. We went through a few different names to call him.
Yeah.
What's really my favourite thing about calling him Sunil Patel is just how you can say the phrase Sunil Patel in a sentence.
Right, and then, go on.
Like, oh no, Sunil Patel just pissed all over the rug.
No, because it's Sunil Patel the dog. You said to me when you said you were going to call your new dog Sunil Patel, that it would be Sunil Patel the dog, which would be short for, and then it would be shortened to Sunny.
Yes.
You can't just use my name.
We call him Sunny when he's doing good things, and we call him Sunil Patel, and then the dog is silent when spoken out loud.
That's not how names work. Half of it doesn't just remain silent. You've just chosen not to say it.
Yeah, it's a silent, like characters, like they have a silent T or something.
Yeah,
it's
but that you can't sometimes say the T and then sometimes not say the T.
Written, it's Sunil Patel the dog, but out loud.
No, because you've called him that. You've called him that out loud. You've called him Sunil Patel the dog.
Yeah, but when he's doing something bad, then it's Sunil Patel.
What bad stuff has he done? Oh, actually, I've heard, and I'm very happy.
What?
Well, he ripped up your new cardigan, didn't he?
Yeah, he ripped up my cardigan.
Is it one of the ones with French words all over it?
No, Bobby said it looks like a cheerleader cardigan, but I thought it looked like a cricket cardigan.
A varsity cardigan.
A varsity cardigan, basically. And I loved it. And then he started biting it.
What, the cardigan?
Yeah.
And
he pulled out lots of threads, and so now it looks stupid.
Fair play to him.
It looked stupid before. It
looks cool. Hasn't he got any toys to teeth on?
He does have toys, yes. He's not very into treats. Very different to Sunil Patel the human.
I'm not really that into treats anymore, to be honest. It was just a phase, I reckon.
What, since January 1st, you've changed?
No, I haven't had any treats. So yeah, I bought
last time we spoke to you, you were eating a whole pack of biscuits?
Yeah. But that was sent to me. I didn't choose to buy those. That was a care package that I got sent.
Oh, yeah, like a kid at boarding school.
I've been watching The Crown. And,
I've been watching The Crown.
And Prince Charles is being really pathetic at school.
Yes,
that's what I was being over Christmas. So people had to send me biscuits. I was crying and doing cross country runs on my own.
Oh, and saying, please let me come home, mummy.
No.
Do you love Sunil Patel the dog?
Yes, I think he's a good dog. I'd like to meet him one day.
Yes, I can't wait to meet him. Because the thing is, at first you acted like nonplussed by it.
I didn't think you were going to go through with it.
Yeah, well, you don't know me very well.
Well, yeah, I know that you
if
will go through with
something
things.
Annoying, I will do it. That's what we've learned from this.
I don't think you've done it just to annoy me. Yeah, mainly I've done it just to annoy me. I've never heard of a dog being called after a person. No one I know is, except for one, when we were at school, one of my friend's parents named their new dog after their son's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow. What, like a, but that, is that mean?
It wasn't, I don't know. I don't think it was mean. It was just a bit like what you're doing, which is just a bit, you know, trying to be annoying.
What, he called it after his ex-girlfriend, after they'd broken up?
Yeah.
What, like he still loved the ex-girlfriend?
No, no, the parents called the dog after their son's ex-girlfriend for a bit of a laugh.
Oh my God, that's, but that actually, I'd find that as a great compliment.
Would you like to, what animal would you least like to be named after? I mean, snake. What animal would you least like to be named after you? Snake?
Yeah.
Harriet the snake.
The snake. No, thank you.
Could do that. Like I could get a snake, but I just...
If you get a snake and ruin your life and get boa constricted to death by Harriet the snake, then you...
No, I wouldn't. Yourself. I wouldn't get a majestic boa constrictor and call it Harriet. I'd get like a ridiculous little grass snake.
Oh.
I'd get a little grass snake like you. And then pop it in a little...
I'm not a grass snake.
I'd pop you in a little tank under the stairs. Oh. And I'd be like, Harriet likes the dark.
You're really bad at making up bad, like, sentences.
What do you mean?
Oh, Sunil Patel, stop looking at your butt. You're bad at it. You say, Harriet doesn't like the dark.
I'd be like, oh, Harriet likes to sit in the cupboard under the stairs and eat dead mice.
So what? Everyone would be like, and no one would believe you. I'm a vegan.
So what? You're going to say they're going to believe that I've pissed all over your stairs?
People, some of the things I've been saying, they spread around like wildfire. But they're all true.
It's all going to, you know, this will wear off soon. And then you'll be stuck with a dog
Doing
very well for himself, named after me. He's doing very well right now. He's having a little, is he snoozing?
No. He's having a little snooze.
I wish I could just snooze like whenever and wherever I wanted. And
Bobby
just
not.
Does he?
Yeah.
See, what I admire about that sleeping pattern that Bobby has is that.
I thought you were saying you admire my dog.
I don't think admiration is the word. Like, you can't admire a puppy, can you? Unless
I
it's
absolutely
like.
Absolutely admire him.
Oh, I thought you meant. Okay, yeah, I suppose you could go to Crufts and admire some puppies. But I mean,
I admire like his kindness.
He's not a kind dog. You can't have a kind.
He ate
your cardigan.
He's happy.
That's not being kind. I mean... That's just feeding off your sadness. But anyway, what I like about Bobby's sleeping schedule is that, like, he feels absolutely, he's just fine with it. Like, if I stayed up really late and got up really late, I would. And this is because I'm probably much more institutionalized than Bobby is. I'd feel like I'd be guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have tried to force that onto him for many years now, but he refuses to feel any guilt.
That's better. That's a better view.
Yeah, if you're on Patreon, you can go on the YouTube and see little Sonny.
Yeah.
We generally call him Sunny, apart from if he's done something wrong.
Can you drive up and visit me with the dog, please?
Yeah. We can go on a one-on-one walk.
Yeah, but bring the dog. I'm not just having walking with you.
Okay, we have to wait 2 weeks till he's had his jabs.
I suppose we'll still be in tier four then, anyway.
Yeah, for a long time.
This is a long one, isn't it? This is going to be longer...
You didn't tell me about this. When I told you to tell me about what was going to happen, you didn't tell me about this?
No, you told me stop telling me about what's going to happen because you felt sad.
Yeah, but I just wanted you to tell me good things, but then you haven't told me any.
Yeah, but I can't just tell you good things because I don't believe them.
Okay, well, when is good things going to happen?
When is good things going to happen?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When? You know what it means.
Do you remember in like April last year, you were like, can you please, you were like, I've heard that, like, I just thought the gigs would be back in June. You thought it would all blow over in like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, I really believed that.
I don't know anyone in this country that believed that.
Oh, children? That can't be true.
I think it will be back to normal in a couple of weeks.
Great. great.
What would you do if I'm wrong?
Probably not a lot. Like, I haven't done the zig so far. You must be getting the jab soon, though.
Why? Because I'm old.
That was a dig.
That's a real dig. I don't know when I'll get up. It's I'll probably get it after you.
Why?
Because you're very vulnerable.
No, well, I can't have it famously because of my allergies.
Famously, as noted in the journals of the day. you can't have the vaccine?
No, well, I can have the Oxford one, but they've warned people against having it if you have allergies because it went bad.
Did it? What happened? People die?
Well, no, like, literally, they were like, everything's good, the vaccine is safe. And then they vaccinated two nurses that had allergies, like food allergies.
Oh, yeah.
Then they both passed out and they were like, we have investigated this very thoroughly, but we are now eliminating.
Do you reckon there could be a circumstance when just passing out from allergies could be a superpower? I'm just trying to think how we could best utilize your main skill.
Yes. Maybe robbery. It would be a good distraction technique if you wanted to steal something in a shop.
Oh, right. So you could just carry a packet of peanuts with you. And anytime you wanted to pass out.
Anytime you wanted a new scarf or something, I could get...
You'd pass out in Uniqlo.
Yeah, I'd pass out in Uniqlo. You could grab a little scarf.
Yeah, actually, you could be a really good distraction for thieves.
Yeah. Because no one suspects me. That's what's good. Nobody thinks I'm coming.
No, you wouldn't be able to steal it. Someone else would have to do the thieving.
No,
you'd be
I
the one
would...
with a swollen face passing out.
Yeah.
How big does your face get when you get peanuts?
Quite big. I've never probably seen it, really, but other people see it. It gets worse. Apparently, it just gets quite, like, balloony. I don't know.
But you've got an enormous head anyway. It's like, it's bigger than a normal head.
Yes, well, there's room to grow always.
How big's Sunil Patel the dog going to get?
I don't know. The thing is, we were thinking of getting a Labradoodle, there is a big risk with them that they say they're miniature and then they grow up to be taller than a child. So we
decided
to get a Cavapoo to be sensible because it didn't feel safe in London or fair.
But you've got a garden and stuff in a big park and...
Yeah, but it just because like it just feels like they just want to run around sometimes. And
oh, I see.
A tiny garden, it wouldn't really be fair.
But you'd lock your cat indoors for its whole life.
No, she's allowed outside until she makes a mistake. And she's done that at every house so far. What? She gets into vicious fights.
Is that what it is? Just fighting?
Yeah, she's like the tiniest, like sweetest thing, but she hates other cats. It's very stressful. We're trying to introduce them at the moment to each other.
How's that going?
Well, we started it very slowly. The first few days we kept them apart, but she knew something was up. And she was like very like on edge. And Bobby was like, yeah, of course she's on edge. She's like, there's a fucking dog in the house. Why is nobody responding to this?
Yeah.
Can somebody do something about the dog in the living room? And so she was quite on edge. And then the first few days, and then she calmed down a bit. And then we make them eat at the same time, like next to each other. So he's got a little pen. So he eats in his pen and she eats the other side of his pen.
Was she just staring at him though?
Whole time, yeah. And then now we kind of hold him on our laps in the living room and she'll wander in and then she'll pretend like she's not looking at him, but like she's really looking at him. She's like me, like in a club when I was a teenager. She's like... really cool, but everybody knows that she's
something's
checking
up.
Out.
Something's up. But what? How's he dealing with her?
He just wants to play. He just wants to play, and she'll bite his face. So it
will she though?
Yeah. Well, she's done this before, where she acts really cool. Like, she's so chill. She'll go and sit next to them, not do anything, and then just as you relax, she will pounce and attack. That's just cats, though.
That's what cats do.
Yeah, but. But he's just a little baby, you know.
I do worry for him, actually, now.
Yeah, I know. We do want it to be at least a fair fight for Sunil Patel.
Well, the dog. When it's all right to visit people.
The cat is bigger than Sunil Patel right now.
Yeah, when it's all right to visit people, I'm going to come round and toughen him up, I reckon.
What are you going to do? Kick him?
No, don't worry about it. I'll take him off for the day and he'll come back tougher.
No, we don't want him to be tough.
Yeah, you want him to be tough to deal with your violent cat.
Are you going to end him in a dog fight?
No. Just go have a chat with him. What? I'm not. I'm just going to toughen your dog up.
What? Don't toughen my dog up. He's so sweet.
Yeah, but he needs...
sensitive. Sunil's sensitive.
He's like Prince Charles in The Crown.
You're Prince Charles in The Crown. We already established that.
He's like Prince Charles in The Crown because he's very sensitive and mollycoddled by his parents.
Yes, I just gave him a wash with shampoo, dog shampoo, and then in the sink, and then I dried him with my Dyson hairdryer.
Is he enjoying that?
Had a lovely time.
What?
And hang now on. He's having a little sleep. We wrapped him up in his dog towel.
What a life. He needs toughening up.
No.
It's not the real world. You've got to toughen him up. He's going to have the fright of his life.
What, when he gets out there?
When he gets out to the park and he sees massive, like literally, like imagine being like raised by things that aren't like you. And then you go out into the world and there's like loads more things like you out there that you hadn't known existed. And they're about 50 times bigger than you.
Oh my God. It's like the film Elf.
It's like the film Elf.
He thinks he's an elf. He
thinks he's you.
Yeah.
But then when he gets out into the real world, there'll be dogs that are massive and they just hate him.
They won't hate him. They'll love him.
Well, they'll bark at him.
I have to be honest, though, around Herne Hill, it is mainly Cavapoos. it's really Cavapoo central. We took him to the vet and there's five other Cavapoos waiting to be taken in. They took him into the vet. It was very weary, I think.
But Cavapoos make a lot of sense Cavapoos. As a dog in London.
They do. And the hypoallergenic thing, you can't get a rescue dog because I've never not been allergic to something I love, apart from Bobby.
And this dog like
the,
now.
And this dog, like the cat I'm allergic to, like other dogs, my parents' dog.
And also they don't mind like being indoors or, you know, small spaces. But you've got quite a big bit of space now.
Yeah, I've got some space for him.
What kind of dog shall I get then?
Maybe a little chihuahua. Have you ever seen Paris Hilton's dog?
Yeah, it's
That's
a chihuahua.
That's the kind of dog I could imagine you with.
That's exactly the kind of dog I wouldn't have, though, isn't
it? And that's why you should challenge yourself.
You're supposed to, like, look like your dog.
Yeah, so what? Maybe a Doberman.
No, because they're quite regal.
Oh, you don't think you're regal?
No, I'll get, a boxer or a staffy or something like that.
Maybe a little sausage dog.
Well, I don't look like a little sausage. I'd get what's like a good fighting dog?
No, you don't want a fighting dog.
What's a dog with a beard?
Oh, a mutt.
Just get a mutt.
What's
a mutt?
It's a mixed breed, so it's not like a pedigree.
Right, okay.
It's a mix. You don't really know where it's come from.
Yeah. Out of the gutter.
Yeah. You could just get one of those. That'd be quite cheap.
You
should get a rescue dog, really. That's what we should have done. I do feel quite bad. But Bobby is technically a rescue dog himself. So I've already taken one in.
Where'd you get your cat from?
A lady in Essex.
Oh, is that Gumtree, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is the best start to a new year you've probably ever had.
Yeah. Well, apart from the world imploding.
Oh, yeah.
But the puppy's good.
But the puppy's really nice. Anything else to report? You must be just consumed by dealing with that puppy now.
It
takes your mind off things.
It is full on, yeah. At first, it was like quite overwhelming. Last night, so we had to give him his worming and flea stuff. And then he got, he had a little bit of diarrhea, so we were quite worried. And then Bobby stayed up with him for a while, and then he came up, and then... I think he came up at like 5 or something, and then I woke up when he came to bed, and so then I went down and I slept on the sofa just to be near him in case he needed us. But we do have a security camera, a puppy cam, and so that records him when we're not in the room because we try and leave him for a bit because you don't want Snow Patel to be needy.
I genuinely do think I'm going to come around and toughen him up at some point.
I don't understand how you can do that.
I'll just have a word with him. I don't know
that's
what it means
kind of
either.
Uncle, you'd be like, that's very much, I think, your role with children.
Yeah, I'll make him just see through his parents' lies about the world. I'll be like, they're talking shit. This is how you do it. You get involved, you get in the eyes.
Get what in the eyes?
You get your fingers in other people's eyes. Oh, no, that's Bobby's advice about fighting.
Yeah,
Do you want to know what I've been up to?
Yeah.
I've got a dog.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Would you get a dog?
I would love to have a dog, but I don't have a permanent abode.
What would you call it?
What is it, male or female?
It's a girl. What would you call it?
Dog.
No.
What? I don't know. Never really thought about it. It's names are difficult for dogs because you don't. If it's too human, it's just like a funny joke and a bit weird.
I wanted to call him Teddy, and then it would be Teddy Mare, like Teddy Bear.
That's good. Yeah.
I thought that would be good, and then Bobby was horrified by it.
What?
And I think I don't know. I think something about like bullying as a child. So he didn't want that.
Sorry, did you hear that?
No.
Big motorbike. He keeps like this motorbike really revs it in this side street behind my house.
Sending you a message.
But he does it every at 1 a.m. he goes up and down Old Street really fast.
Yeah, what did you do?
What did I do?
He's warning. That's a warning. He's coming for you.
He's not coming for me. There's lots of other people living here.
We've been watching The Sopranos. You better watch out. I'm currently living in The Sopranos. Every time the doorbell rings, I'm like, fuck, someone's about to shoot me in the head.
I was a little bit busy before this because I did my, so castings for stuff now happen on Zoom.
Yes.
So I had to set it up downstairs. And this one was actually topless. So just did a topless casting.
What, everyone was topless?
No. Why would everyone be topless? It's just me. It's just me. I'm just topless.
It was a topless casting. Like, it was a topless party. I don't know. Like, everybody was just had their tits out.
Yeah. We all had cocktails. We had a good time. Yeah.
So, wait, everyone else is fully dressed.
Just me. Like, can you just take your top off?
That's worse. It would be better if everyone was topless, I think, to make you comfortable. So, what actually happened?
Well, it's like I set up the phone and tripod, and I knew that they wanted to see how hairy my chest was. So I wore a shirt so it'd be easy to take off, you know, rather than having to put it over my jumper off.
So humiliating.
I genuinely, when I read it, I was like, my agent just emailed it and she was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I scrolled down and then I thought, oh God, no, I don't want to do that. So I emailed her immediately. And then she said, yeah, but this is the money. What's your number for skin? And I said, yeah, actually, that's actually bang on my number for skin. Actually, they've actually got it bang on. Actually, not gone too far above or below. And then
they
I read it.
Price.
They
knew your price.
They knew my price. And then in the casting, it's just it's one person, the casting director, and then they're very apologetic. They're like, you know, they couldn't look me in the eye. And they're like, no, I'm sorry. You know what? We've got to see how much hair you've got on your chest. So would you mind doing this one topless? And I was like, I was fine because I was waiting for it. And then I had to pretend I was lying down, getting waxed.
And how does one get hold of that footage?
You hack into the casting director's cloud-based storage account and you steal about 50 men's casting tapes and hope one of them's mine.
That would be a great blackmail source for me to have all of these male stand-up comedians topless.
They weren't comedians. It's not it could have been anyone.
What, like Brad Pitt or something?
Basically, they wanted we just want a really diverse selection of body types and ethnicities.
Is it like Dove for Men?
I won't name the company, but it's nothing to do with beauty treatments or anything. It is the scene is a beauty treatment, but it's about a different product entirely.
I really hope you get it.
I
this one, I think, is the one, and I can't wait.
This is the most humiliating one I've done.
Yeah, that's what we want.
The thing is,
it very well, though, because usually you're quite coy. New year, new you.
Yeah, but if it's for work, if it's work, then I'll just be like, fine, I'll do it.
The writing demands it. If the story, if it helps tell the story to sell the product.
Yeah, because I can't get waxed with my top on, so it helps the story for me to take my top off.
You're getting waxed in it.
Yeah.
They can fake that, though, can't they? The hair, they can fake it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know how they do it, but then I was like, oh, yeah, I'd be really nervous. I was just chatting to them. I was like, I'd be really nervous to get myself actually waxed, so it'd be quite scary anyway. And they're like, well, if it scares you anymore, they're actually planning on doing it on the inner thigh anyway.
Ooh. How hairy are you? Because your beard suggests you're very hairy.
I think
you keep everything covered from chin to...
That's how hairy... That's not very hairy.
Oh, my God. Patreon exclusive.
That's where I used to wear my tie at school. No, that's that. I'm not very hairy on the legs, but I'm all right, hairy.
Wow, I'm very hairy.
You're very hairy, but you got it treated, didn't you?
Not all of it, no.
But you got a certain sort of experimental treatment for that, didn't you?
Makes it sound like I've got some kind of disease or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good eyelashes, though. That's one good thing out of it.
You got very thick eyebrows.
Yeah, no, they're going a bit mad over lockdown.
Isn't that cool, though, now? People like that.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You're not supposed to... Okay.
Well, I hope you get it. Really hope you get this one. Wanted you to get one more, actually.
I do, like, three a week, and I don't tell you about them because they're more humiliating than that, usually.
No way.
The ones that I don't ask you to do and the ones that I have to do on my own sometimes are like, not humiliating, but they're like, what even is this product? I've never even heard of half these things.
This is so great. There's so much money in them, though. It's literally like, it's like a lottery thing. Like, if you get them, then you're just set for the year. Like, there's so much money.
Well, is it like, I've got nothing else to do at the moment, so.
And why not? Why not enter that lottery?
And if I enter the lottery and win it, I'm going to put it straight into Bitcoin. And then Bitcoin will go up and I'll buy your dog off you.
No!
What's your dog? What's the price of the dog?
Me and Bobby were literally talking about this yesterday.
How much you'd sell the dog for?
Yeah, because Bobby said he wouldn't sell it for £1 million. And I said, I'm not that attached at the moment. And I would sell.
Yeah, I would. I would sell that dog for £1 million. Yeah, because
it's not up to you whether we sell or not.
This isn't an indecent proposal. I'm not actually offering you £1 million to sleep with your dog. No, but it's like £1 million would, like, you've got enough, you've not spent enough time. Yeah, you could just immediately go and get another dog.
Yeah.
You forget about him and you pay off your mortgage.
I would never forget.
Well, I think it's best for you that you forget you've sold your dog.
I forgive myself on my boat.
Forgive myself, but never forget what I've done. What does that mean?
No, but £1 million. I mean, think of all the good you could do.
Oh, come on. After tax.
But no, I'm falling more and more in love with him every day. So
what good would you do with £1 million? Sorry.
Give every dog 10 grand.
Every dog?
Give every street dog 10 grand to do what they want with it. Then the dogs are in charge. Then the dogs can buy the houses and the people lives in the houses.
You're like the Robin Hood of dogs.
Yeah, I steal from the rich and I give to the dogs.
Good idea for a new film, that, isn't it, really?
Robin Hood of dogs.
Robin Hood, Princess of Dogs.
Yeah.
Robina Hood. Robina Just Robin. Hood. Robin's Robin.
Robin's fine, also a girl's name. I think I'd love that. I'd love that. I'd be very allergic. They'd have to all be hypoallergenic. I'd be an absolute mess.
Oh my God. Are you like, well, yeah, because you could never play like a Disney princess or anything.
Yes, I could. Yes, I could.
You could never play you could never play a queen of anyone's heart. because you're allergic to dogs.
Why?
Because, like, if you have little animals on that anyway, you start sneezing. You can't have, like...
I'll take a Claritin. And if I wear a wetsuit, I'm fine.
Right, you can't have a Disney princess dressed in a wetsuit, necking Claritin, and everyone going, oh, isn't she amazing? Isn't she absolutely incredible? Don't we just love her?
And then I sing.
I think I have been watching too much of The Crown. I think I'll probably stop soon.
Have you finished Bridgerton?
Bridgerton is absurd nonsense.
And you watched how many episodes now?
I've had it on in the background for about four episodes over Christmas.
You survived the other day, so.
Yeah, well, maybe I was wrong. And you were wrong as well. Have you watched it all?
Yeah.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But you keep watching it.
Yeah, but I don't think there's ever going to be any nudity in it. I'm just waiting.
Episode 6.
Is
get
it?
Ready.
Let me write that down.
Just go to episode 6. I mean, you've already watched 5, so it's the next one. You stopped too soon.
All right, hang on. Who gets naked?
Actually...
Everyone. Everyone. It really turns.
No, I think it's like it just becomes very sexy. Like the whole episode is incredibly sexy. It's big fuck party.
It does. It's not a big fuck party. Come on, it's Bridgerton.
Will you watch it and come back to me and tell me it's not a big fuck party?
I'm waiting to see. I want to know what the casting process was like for that. Were they like?
Who is the sexiest?
No, but did they make everyone get their tops off?
Are they a legitimate casting company?
Huh?
The company that the casting director were they legitimate?
Yeah, they're award winning actually.
No, but I'm concerned that maybe you got
Yeah, I told Evelyn earlier. I was messaging Evelyn earlier, and she said that I've been sex trafficked.
Wait, that doesn't quite make sense.
What, it doesn't really make sense at all.
Oh dear, no, I don't know if...
Well, tough to work out, isn't it, for you, then?
Tough to work out. Maybe your video is being sex trafficked.
Man, humiliated in his own living room. So, have you ever done a topless casting?
No, I don't know if they're actually a thing. I don't know if they're allowed to ask you to do that anymore.
Yeah, they are.
You've been duped.
They're like, get your top off and sit down on the sofa over here. No, you've done nudity on camera though.
Yeah, but covered, not any like, nothing like out that's.
Oh, was that not complete? Was that the women's news thing you did for Stuart Laws? Creepy old Stu Laws.
Yeah, but I was covered.
Mm.
Creepy old Stu. He joined our Patreon for 1 month and then he left. It was rude.
Shout out to Stu Laws for joining our Patreon. Just shout out to Stu Laws for being a Patreon subscriber. Please go to our Patreon page.
He did it to rile me, and so I just didn't comment on it because he became Team Sunil.
Yeah, there's nothing. Why would that rile you if someone was on my side? You shouldn't be angry. You should be supportive.
Everyone is on my side. Nobody has joined your team, and I liked it that way. But then
I didn't know what. Fine.
Actually, I think you do have someone on your team now. But I have a whole gang. What I might do, actually, I think what I'm going to do on Patreon is maybe because Sunil Patel the dog has a puppy cam, so I might put a little
live streaming,
so they can watch a live stream of Sunil Patel the dog, just a little.
Oh, that'd be great, actually. Can I have access to that as
my
well?
Patreons. Well, you'll have to join the Harriet Kemsley Patreon.
I'll just log in.
I think I might need to go because I think he needs to pee.
All right, let's pause it there while Sunil Patel the dog goes for a pee.
Sunil,
no,
don't pee on the sofa. Sunil,
Sunny, it's Sunny. It's called Sunny.
Sunil Patel, please. Please stop pissing everywhere.
This joke's going to wear thin at some point.
Sunil Patel, don't trust the internet. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Goodbye.
Yep.
Do you need to go out?
Let's watch him piss.